News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tropical Storm Hillary drenched Southern California. Rich Thompson at the National Weather Service Los Angeles office.
It just absolutely just smashed the daily rainfall record for yesterday, downtown L.A. Getting the same thing in LAX, Long Beach, Burbank, Palmdale, all those spots.
Hillary has been downgraded to a post-tropical storm, but is still presenting a flood threat as far north as Oregon and Idaho. President Biden and the First Lady are in Hawaii surveying the damage from Maui's wildfires.
From the ground and air, though the full scope and death toll are still unknown. FEMA Chief Deanne Criswell says the Biden administration's already given more than $8.5 million in aid to some 8,000 affected families, and the president's committed to backing a long recovery.
He always says, what else can we do?
The fires killed more than 100 people, and Maui County's mayor said yesterday, 850 are still listed as missing. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Former President Trump's bond is set at $200,000 in the Georgia case, accusing him of scheming to overturn his 2020 election loss. And House Republicans have called FBI and IRS agents to testify on the federal investigation into the president's son, Hunter Biden.
Leaders of the House Judiciary and Ways and Means Committees have demanded testimony from four agents who worked on the years-long Justice Department case into Hunter Biden's tax and business dealings. Representatives Jim Jordan of Ohio and Jason Smith of Missouri say an investigation is warranted into what they have claimed is widespread improper interference in the high-profile case. The effort by Republicans comes just over a week after Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a federal prosecutor in Delaware as special counsel in the Hunter Biden probe. That move surprised many, including House Republicans, who had been pushing for the designation. Norman Hall, Washington.
This is AP News. Spain's World Cup squad displayed flair, precision, and energy on their way to victory yesterday. But the post-match behavior of the leader of its soccer federation has marred things a bit.
After Spain beat England 1-0 and the celebrations began, Luis Rubiales grabbed his crotch, seemingly oblivious to 16-year-old Princess Infanta Sofia standing nearby. He later kissed player Jenny Hermoso on the lips during the medal and trophy ceremony on the field. Hermoso said she didn't like it. Rubiales later responded. He said, I have surely made a mistake, I have to admit, because in a moment of maximum effusiveness, without any bad intentions, without any bad faith, well, what happened, happened. I think it was very spontaneous. Spain's government equality minister called the kiss a form of sexual violence that women suffer on a daily basis, and which has been invisible so far, and which we should not normalize. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.